As my eye is single, my body is full of light. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capa, California, with a thought for today. As my eye is single, my body is full of light. When we are able to be one-pointed in anything we do in life, we get amazing results. It's amazing because we are not scatterbrained. You all know what a scatterbrain is. It's a person who is not able to concentrate on one thing. They're not stupid. They're not stupid, but they're just into everything. Oh, let me tell you about this. And I want to tell you about this. And I'm going to go over here now. Just a minute. I want to get a cup of coffee. And you feel like you've been through a windmill and you want to take a break from someone who is so diverse and so active and so one-pointed. Now, you say, well, what's wrong with being able to do 1,000 different things at once? What's wrong with being able to be interested in many things at the same time? What's wrong with having many interests and having them all going through your head virtually at the same time? Well, nothing. Nothing. How many people do you know like that? How many people have you met who are scatterbrains like that? And using that term not negatively, but not being one-pointed. How many people do you know like that? You know quite a few. Every person who has not achieved their goal in life is scatterbrained. Every person who is not a millionaire by the time they're 25 is scatterbrained. Every person who has not found the love of their life within, let's say, 2 hours after they decide they want to find the love of their life is scatterbrained. Every person who has said that they want this, that, or the other thing, and they don't have this, or that, or the other thing, they're scatterbrained. And you say, well, gee, that's most of us. And that's true. That's true. We have the power to have our eye be single and have our whole body be full of light to accomplish any given goal, if we want to accomplish it. But obviously we don't want to accomplish it, because if we wanted to accomplish it, we'd be one-pointed on it. We would be directed exactly toward it. We would do everything leading to it. Now, many of our students say, oh, I want to be a writer. Oh, I have so much to say. I want to write. I want to write. I say, well, write. Write. Show me what you got. Oh, I haven't got time. Oh, I have to do this and I have to do that. Well, whenever you get around to writing and want to share it with me, I'd be happy to see it. I'm sure you have a lot of good ideas inside of you, and you'd make a very good writer. I'm sure I'd be delighted to hear about it. But until you do, and you say you want to be a writer, that's a joke. That's ludicrous. You say, I want to be a mother, and you don't have a relationship with a man. You're not going to be a mother unless your name is Mary, Mother of God, you know, Jesus' mother. She's supposed to have a child without having a man. She had God, and God was considered a man in those days. But
or you know a sperm bank?
Or a sperm bank. Well, oh, Sylvia is on top of it again. I said, if you don't find a man in your life, you're not going to have a baby. And she says, well, what about the sperm banks? True. True. Okay, prove me wrong on everything if you wish, because no. Prove me wrong because you're widening my scope of possibilities. I was just thinking, you know, man, woman, child. You know, it is in a way important because the sperm bank is fed by a man. You know,
yeah.
And so the mayor, there is a man in the picture. I don't think we have any hermaphroditic people, but that wouldn't be considered a woman or a man. That'd be considered both. Now, if your eye is single, your life is going to be full of light. Your body is going to be full of light. Now, what is a body that's full of light? It's a body that's radiant and alive. We met two men yesterday from the Freedom Ranch, and they're fine fellows. One guy's name is Bill, and he's a very sincere, dedicated, capable person in many areas. And then we met Sonny, and Sonny is just like his name indicates, a charming, delightful young fellow who, full of laughter, full of good imagination, full of all sorts of stories, just a charming fellow, an Indian, a full-blooded Indian, and a beautiful guy. Well, he is certainly full of light. His life is certainly full of light. He has his eyes single. He says, I'm an Indian. I like being an Indian. I am a man. I like being a man. I am 33 years old, and I haven't gotten married yet, but I haven't found the perfect girl for me yet. I'm not really looking too hard. I enjoy going to the sport games. I have my season ticket to the Padres. I enjoy my friends that I go out drinking beer with in the evenings, you know. I enjoy this and I enjoy, you see, what he wants out of life, he gets. What he wants, he gets. And he's a very charming young man. Very charming. You talk to him and you can't help feel but good. He has a tendency to, when the job is a little tough, he stands back and watches a little bit. And I told his partner, I said, you know, when there's a job to do, he sort of stands back and watches a little bit, doesn't he? And his partner said, he is the hardest working guy you could ever imagine. He really is a fine fellow. I really enjoy knowing him as my personal friend, and we live nearby one another, and we're going to remain personal friends for as long as I can figure it, you know. Well, in other words, get your nose out of my friend's business. Telling that my friend is a little bit slacker, you know, and not doing his part. He likes his friend so deeply that he would do all the work that his friend had to do to make his friend look good if that were necessary. And that's a very wonderful thing to do. You know, he's one-pointed. He's one-pointed, and he gets what he wants, too. He's one-pointed. He has this friend and doesn't judge him in the slightest. He doesn't judge the world in the slightest. He just does his thing. He just does his thing. And each one of them indicated they knew exactly why they were having the experiences in their life that they're having. And they related them and pointed it out very clearly. And I said, well, are you going to keep on having those experiences? Or you want new ones? Or what are you planning? Oh, well, kind of hard not to keep on doing that. He said, but I'm going to try. I'm going to work at it. And he says, and you've given me some ammunition today, which I appreciate very much. And I said, anytime. Just come to my what do you call it, where the ammunition is kept, the ammunition dump or the...
Depot.
Ammunition depot, something like that. Hmm? And so you just come over here, and I'm glad to load your guns, you know, and to keep you happy, positive, joyous, filled with light and love and every good thing. As my eye is single, my body is full of light. People come to us with the need for healing, and they wonder why the healing doesn't take place. The healing of cancer, colds, relationships, and income, you know, or abundance, you know, whatever it may be, and they wonder why it doesn't happen. And so I say to them, are you willing to pay the price of what it costs to get those things? Oh, yeah. Are you really willing to pay the price? Oh, yeah. I said, well, here's a little rheostat. And you turn this rheostat up full. And as you're turning it up full, you see the light getting brighter and brighter and brighter. And as the light gets brighter, pretty soon there's no shadows. Pretty soon there's no negativity. Pretty soon there's no problems. I mean, they're all illumined by the light. They just don't appear anymore. And pretty soon when you have that light bright enough, you're not even there. You're merged with the light. You're merged with this purity. You're merged with this goodness. And there is nothing out there for you to be concerned about in this life. You don't need a relationship. You don't need money. You don't need any of these things that you thought were so important. Now, does that mean that we should turn that light on so bright and that we should have this inner illumination so fantastic that we don't have those desires anymore? Yes. Does that mean we should turn that light on so bright and have that illumination so beautiful that we don't enjoy it anymore? Nope. No, you can enjoy these things, but you don't need them. You can enjoy anything you want in life, but if you need it, you're going to lose it. If you're going to need it, someone taking it away from you can make you unhappy. But if you don't need it, no one can take it away from you, and no one can give it to you, because you give it to yourself. You give every single thing to yourself. Everything that you have in the world, you give it to yourself through love, through joy, through peace, through the recognition that you are the
master. You are the
creator.
You're the source. You're the creator. You're the master. It's all those things are good, but you're the source. You are the source of your happiness. You are the source of your abundance. You are the source of your friendship. Now, this young man came here yesterday, and he was just sort of a charm. When he first came, he was a little more quiet, a little reserved. He didn't know what kind of people we were. And so, as he met us and he realized that we are just like he is, loving, outgoing people, then he started bantering around with his little imagination stories and stuff like that. He was just as charming as can be. But the source was in him. It wasn't in us. He just wondered whether we would receive what he had to give without judging him. And then he did a switch. He stopped judging us. And you see, when he stopped judging us, then he couldn't be judged. But so long as he's judging us, he was judging us trying to figure out who we were, you know, what kind of people we were, if we were nice people or if we were just sort of bigoted religious people or something like that. You know, he had no idea. But when he realized that, hey, we were just neat people, you know, then, boom, he just opened up and went to it. And when I asked him about his Indian heritage and I asked him about the ceremonial dances they do out there, and where is his tribe? You know where his tribe is? Did you hear where his tribe is?
In Campo,
right here.
Wow.
Yeah, that's his tribe, right here. And he lives in El Cajon, but his tribe is here.
Or he said that at the table.
La Mesa, huh?
Yeah.
What?
He said that at the table.
Yeah. Well, you have to listen carefully when these people are talking, because they say a lot of beautiful things.
Indian reservation is
mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what it is. These are all Indian reservations. And he lives in the Campo Indian Reservation, and which is very nice. But what I'm saying about all this stuff is he has his light so one-pointed. He really doesn't care. He doesn't have to get married so that his mother is going to have some grandchildren, you know. He doesn't have to get married because his mother thinks he's strange and he's not doing things normal and right. Because she doesn't think that about him. She knows he's an ordinary being, you know, just a plain old ordinary being. We don't have to say preferences of sex or this or that or the other thing. He's just an ordinary being, a nice guy. And maybe he has preferences or maybe he doesn't. It makes no difference. It makes no difference. It never should. Do you like carrots and you like spinach, you know? What difference does it make? So when we are talking about ourselves or others, and there's a statement, let your light shine. Now, Sylvia had a ball, and she went out, and she performed a big old wonderful wedding. And at this big old wonderful wedding, the couple had to do something very ritualistic and very important to them. They had to each light their candle from the Christ light. They had the Christ candle there. Did they light the candle, or they really lit their candles, didn't they?
They had their own single
candle. They lit their candles.
Yeah,
okay. They lit their candles from the Christ light. And this was symbolic of the indwelling spirit of Christ in every man. And this is where each of them gained their light, from their own inner candle. And the outer symbol of the candle was their illumination. Their body is single and it's full of light. And the whole ceremony sort of centered around that wonderful thing of being together yet not too near together, allowing each other to grow and be themselves, and just enjoying each other's company but not needing it or wanting it. The man had been married before, and he married someone he loved. And the person, I believe, died. And he missed her. But this was his childhood sweetheart, this other girl, and he finally had a chance to marry her. He had never wanted to marry her. He had never wanted not to marry her. He had never wanted to have a family with her. He never wanted not to. It's just that this other girl came along, and their charisma jumped into gear, and they were in business. But now, in this wedding, the girl is in heaven. She thinks she's with the most wonderful man in the world. And the man, he's blind as a bat. He thinks he's in heaven. And he's with the most wonderful girl in the world. I said guy for him first, for her, didn't I? Yeah. Okay, she's with the most wonderful guy, and he's with the most wonderful girl. And they don't realize. They're not. She is the most wonderful girl in the world, and that's why she sees him and everybody else wonderful. And he's the most wonderful guy in the world, and that's why he sees her and everybody else wonderful. It's not that the other isn't wonderful, true, but it's because they're so wonderful that they see this in others. Now, this is letting your light shine. This is keeping your eye single from your own inner source, which is where you see everything. And you see the abundance of the universe from your inner source. You see the health of the universe from your inner source. You see the relationships of the universe from your inner source. It's a wonderful thing. It's a really wonderful thing. But you see, this is what marriages should be like. This is how these things should be like. Now, all of you are going to perform marriages from time to time. But one of the funnest things is performing a funeral, a memorial service. Because you say, oh, death, memorial? No. Who can tell me in one word what a memorial service is?
Biography of the person.
One word. It's a biography, in a way. The one word, it's graduation time. Graduation.
That's beautiful.
They're graduating into another level of consciousness, of awareness, and they're taking the beautiful soul that they have from here without memories, with no memories of the past, because, I mean, if you had memories of every dimension that you live on, you'd be quite busy just thinking of the memories. But with no memory, but that beautiful, polished, dynamic, fabulous soul. And that's a wonderful program. It's even better than marriage or birth, you know, baptism, or any of these other ceremonies you might have. Because you made it. You're now graduating into another level of awareness, and that's super. Now, you say, well, they're dead. No, they're not. You're dead, because you cannot see them. If you were really alive, you could see them.
That's right. That's a good one.
But it's true.
Yeah. If you were really alive, if you were really aware that you are all life, that you are immortal and so forth, you would see them if you wished, you know. But you wouldn't want to see them because they don't mean anything to you. The only thing that means anything to you is
me.
Yourself. That's right.
My dimension.
Yeah. And this is not because we're egoistic. It's not because we're unloving or uncaring, it's only because of one thing. I am number one, mm-hmm. And that's where all of my attention is. If it is not on me alone, I got problems. I'm worried about the world, I'm worried about the wars, I'm worried about relationships, and I'm worried about food, and I'm worried about this. It's silly. As my eye is single, my body is full of light. And how wonderful that light is, and how wonderful we are. When we let our light shine and be all that we can be. I love you. I love you. I love you.